Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews Presents Comic Talk. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is a podcast where we delve into recent comic books, give you our thoughts and opinions on them. So, spoiler warning, if you've not read the latest comics, pause this podcast, go read those comics, and join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning, we'll probably be cussing and stuff. So, if you don't like that type of thing, go fuck yourself.
Indeed. Welcome, yes. Everyone.
Welcome.
Yeah, that's a new theme song.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I hope you guys enjoyed the little intro.
Yeah.
Kind of improvised there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know what to say.
Like, I'm not prepared for this.
I'm not prepared for this intro. There's no script here at NBR.
We're reading off a teleprompter. It's called our brain.
Our brains. Brain power, dude. Totally. So yeah.
Today, we'll be talking about
five books, dude. That's fucking unheard of.
Yes, three of them were voted on by our Twitter followers.
Yes.
So that would be JLA number one, Huck number one, and International Iron Man number one. And then I threw in Black Panther because it was kind of a big deal when it was released, and Power Man and Iron Fist because I know Scott likes those guys.
Yes, I do. It's a lot of books, man. So, just to keep in mind, I know I kind of fumbled that intro a little bit. Just to explain it, we only do number one comics because, obviously, we're trying to get people into comics more and whatnot. We do number ones because they're easier issues to try and cover because, you know, it's the jumping point of a comic, obviously, and it helps people decide whether or not they want to read it or not.
So, right.
It's a good jumping point for a review, for sure.
Yes. So,
that's how we've decided to do it. We're doing letter grades opposed to if you listen to our normal podcast, we do CGC comic grades, usually, you know, 0 through 10 grades. But we do it a little bit different because it's not as easy to do it that way.
Yeah, letter grades.
Yeah, we just do letter grades, A, B, C, D, and F.
Yes.
So, yes. So, little elementary grades there, boys.
Well, yes, yes.
So, we're going to start off with JLA number one.
Okay.
So, what did you think of this book, Christian?
I liked it. It's a good reintroduction into the Justice League of America.
Yes.
It's kind of an off... It's not really like Justice League of America, like the series, which is on like 51 right now. This is JLA. It's done a little different. It's by Brian Hitch. And it goes into this whole kind of weird concept about time and whatever and
timey-wimey type stuff, you know, bodies of Superman piling up in one room, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on,
but
dude?
They're all the same Superman, not like different universe Supermans. It's all the same Superman
from different
points in times where he's dying and getting sucked into these the talking stones or something, or
talking stones or something.
They're called something like that,
something or rather. I thought the story was really good, actually.
Yeah.
Like, from the story-wise, it all made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I liked some of the interactions, you know, with, like, Batman kind of still teaching the team a little bit about, you know, not just jumping into things, like, head first.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then, like, the points of, like, you know, even though Superman will be, like, risking his own death, and, like, the lives of millions, you can't just stand by and watch people suffer.
Yeah.
That was a good little point within the story.
Yeah, I feel like the writer has a very good grasp on who these characters really are, and that really showed as well, so.
I'll say, though, like, for the most part, I don't know. I thought, like, the art was, like, lacking it. I don't know. It's not really traditional in the sense of, like, Superman and Lois Lane. Like, the Superman was, like, very different. I mean, like, you know, obviously, like, a good-looking guy or whatever, but, like, not, like, the normal, like, chiseled-out person that he usually is. And, like, his hair was, like, kind of, like, a little bit more crazy than normal. Like, he's more usually clean-cut and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, very groomed and stuff. But, like, his hair, like, was, like, I don't know, going crazy and shit. And I was like, what is this? What is this, dude?
Yeah, I think the art was fine, but, like, it's not, like, the top-notch art that, like, DC can put out. Like, some of their books
seriously
have great art.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I really felt because of that, you know, I felt the other characters were done pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, those two characters in particular, like, really kind of brought down the art for me. But other than that, it was really good. And, like, the twist at the end was, like, very intriguing. It really wants, like, it, I don't know. I feel like I want to keep reading it because of it, because it's, like, how yeah. interested I am within that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So at the end, it's, like, they're obviously, the scientists are getting, like, their information from somewhere. They just keep referring to the talking stones or whatever. And then, like, there was, like, the whole mention of the false gods in this story. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know what's going on. But then at the end, they're, like, talking about how, like, the real god is coming. And then it's, like, the Rao god from, like Krypton. Krypton.
Kryptonian mythology. And, like, yeah. And it's funny because it's, like, earlier in the issue, like, when one of the Supermans comes through alive and he's, like, don't trust him. But, like, you don't know who he's talking about.
Yeah, now, assumingly, you're talking about Rao.
Yeah, at first, you kind of think, like, well, he's talking about the scientists, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, how does he know these scientists, you know, unless it's, like, the same thing?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think it can be assumed that it's Rao. But who knows? Who knows? We gotta have to.
Well, yeah, we don't know who he's talking about. We know for sure that's Rao at the end, though.
Yes, we know.
Which is like crazy. I'm like, whoa, how the fuck did he get here, dude? Like, what the fuck's going on here?
Oh, you're just gonna have to keep reading.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm sure you probably already know or whatever.
But, yeah.
Because obviously these stories are a little bit older now. Probably
Seven or eight issues in. So.
Yeah, but definitely something I want to keep reading.
Yeah.
Because I really do love like God mythology from anything really. It always interests me. So I think it's like a story I can really enjoy, and plus it has all the different array of characters. And yeah. So I think that should be good. So for my art grade, I gave it a C+.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just like kind of okay, you know. The story, I gave it an A because I thought it was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did a good job of, like, explaining itself and, like, not leaving, like, weird things, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vague questions that wants you to, like, that wants you to keep reading, kind of deal. So, my overall grade for the comic was a B. I think it was very solid, first issue, and I'm definitely going to keep reading.
Yeah. So, yeah, I gave it an overall of an A-.
A-.
Yeah. So, like, for the story, it's an A, and for, like, the art, it's a B+ for me.
Okay, yeah.
So, and I've kept reading it already. So.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
So, on to Huck number one.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I thought this story was really good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great. Man, this was, like, a pleasant surprise. I was like... First, I was like, okay, it's going to be kind of corny, but then, like, as the story is kind of going along, I'm like, oh, man, this is good. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the little kind of thing at the end, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
I felt hella bad for the dude. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So, you have, like, kind of like a Superman-esque type character, like, from an indie perspective, you know? Like, there's something inherently special about him that, you know, have, like, some sort of detective type skills, but, like, differently in that sense. And, like... He just tries to do a good deed every single day. And I was like, oh, wow, this is an interesting take on that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little do-gooder kind of deal. And it, like, ranges from, like, you know, leaving money behind for people, like, doing yard work for people, you know. And I was like, man, this is really cool, dude. And then, like, he, like, saves, like, these, like, 200, like, African girls or something
like
that.
Yeah, like, were kidnapped and, like...
Yeah.
Like, his only stipulation is, like, nobody can know. Like, everybody in the town knows.
Exactly.
But it's, like, they're a little secret. Like, he was found as an orphan baby, like, on the doorstep of, like, an orphanage. And they just raised him to do one good deed every day because he has, like, superpowers, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's, like, superhuman. So, and he's, like, leaving money in the library book for the next person to have. He's, like, paying for all the people behind him in line at, like, a food restaurant.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just doing all these good deeds, like, checking them off in his book. That's all he cares about is, like, helping people.
Yeah, dude. So. Like, I don't know, dude. I thought it was, like, really cool. And he, like, works at a gas station.
Yeah.
He's just, like, a normal average Joe kind of guy. But he tries to do good, and he's apparently special in some way. Yeah. But then, like, you have, like, this asshole that, like...
Yeah, this lady who, like, moves to town.
Yeah.
And, like, then, finds out about him.
Yeah, and then, like, at the end, you know, after, like, they figure out, like, oh, he was the one that saved, like, those 200 girls in Africa. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, how much money do you think we can make if we leak this story? And then they leaked it. And I was like, dude, that's so fucked up, dude. I was really pissed off about that. I was like, man, that's some fucking bullshit, dude.
Did you find it funny when, like, he went to save those girls and, like, he was like, take your glasses off, please. Like, he grabs his glasses and punches him, like, 100 feet. It's great.
Yeah, dude. He's like, please take off your glasses. He's like, he was going to destroy the guy, but had, like, enough, like, respect to, like,
yeah, he doesn't want to break his glasses.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So, yeah, dude. I really enjoyed this story. It's something, like, very lighthearted for me. It wasn't anything too serious. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was just a good story overall. I think it's something that can maybe last for a little bit. I don't know for how long.
It's only 6 issues, I think.
Yeah, so. I could see that. I can understand why it's only going to be 6 issues. But I think it's going to be a good story that I never recommend it to people. I think it could have a lot of lessons within mm-hmm. it. So for the art, I have an A on it. I really enjoyed the art.
It's like watercolor kind
of. Yeah, stuff, like watercolor and like kind of like motion sketching.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of like motion within the pages, yeah. You know? You know, I'm not that good, like, with art and stuff, but, you know, I'm just kind of trying to evaluate it as best I can. For the story, I gave it a B, and I think it would have been higher if it wasn't for, like, that reveal at the end. I was like, oh, man, that really kind of made me mad. Like, I know it's, like, on purpose and, like, mm-hmm. whatever, but it's, like, I feel so bad for him, though, because mm-hmm. it's, like, he's the type of character, he doesn't do it for glory. He doesn't want to ever be recognized for it. He wants to be a secret that he's the one doing it. Like, he doesn't care about any of that type of stuff. I'm definitely going to keep reading it. I definitely recommend it to other people that want to keep reading it. And overall, I give it a B+.
Yeah, I gave it an A and an A and so an A. I just think that like the story really captures the goodness and the spirit of doing something right and, you know, how it feels to do something right, you know? It
feels so good.
It feels so good. So okay. I really enjoy it. So yeah, keep reading.
Yeah, dude, fucking good story, man. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Doo-doo.
So we have Iron Man, International Iron Man next.
Yes.
I must say I didn't really enjoy this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really like it. I didn't really care for it too much.
Yeah, the story is a little slow.
Well, I don't know. I just like felt like I didn't really care. Like, okay, it was like a little entertaining.
It's not, but it's not really Iron Man. It's just Tony Stark. It's a story about Tony Stark, you know?
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, like it ties in towards the end, you know, with like who he's fighting, because it's like the story is like a flashback of like his past. And then mm-hmm. like right now he's like on the ground, like surrounded by all these robots. And then like whoever's fighting him like comes at the end. But it's like the whole story is about like, you know, him trying to get with this girl
in Europe somewhere.
Or I already forgot her name. Not Natasha.
You know, I don't remember her name. But
yeah, I don't know. Fuck it. Who cares? Yeah, dude, I didn't really care for the art too much. I mean, it was like kind of subpar to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know. I just couldn't really get into it. Like, sure, it was like entertaining, like his snarkiness or whatever.
Yeah, and
like,
when he got shot and. But you know,
yeah, dude, and I was like, oh, okay, that was pretty cool, or whatever. He's like trying to defend them,
yeah.
But I don't know, dude. I was just like, oh, okay, this is very man, dude. Like, okay, college Tony Stark.
Cool, to me, dude. It reminded me of like that scene in it. Oh, you haven't watched Agent Carter's, yeah? Huh? Because we can't find it anywhere. The second season, so never mind. But like, it's just like a flashback about like him and his college days and him being kind of a delinquent and whatever and.
Yes. You know, yes.
Like I thought, like overall, like the story was pretty good. Like I gave it a B, for the story, you know, and the art was okay. Like I'd give it like a C.
Uh
huh. So, I don't know. I give it like a C+ overall. I'm not gonna keep reading it.
Yeah, yeah. I put art C, story C, so overall was C, and I put I might, and like when I say might, I'm putting like a very strong emphasis on might. Like, probably not going to happen, but I might feel like reading it someday.
Yeah.
Like, I might check out one more issue to see if it picks up a little bit, yeah. You know, see if it gets a little bit more interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't really recommend it to anybody, to be honest with you.
Right.
I didn't really enjoy reading it. You want to do Power Man and Iron Fist or Black Panther next?
We can do Power Man.
Oh, man. Yeah. The best story of all.
Was it?
Dude, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, it's definitely building towards Luke Cage because like Black Mariah was in it and she's gonna be in that and and then they're dealing with like their ex assistant, you know, who just got out of jail and they're trying to help her out and
yeah, and you know, Luke Cage is dealing with his home life mm-hmm. and you know, his wife not really wanting him to be a part of, like, that life with Danny Rand anymore. But obviously, Danny Rand has, like, kind of, like, ulterior motives. Like, he does
He's
want the band.
He's trying to get Heroes for Hire back together.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Which was great, dude. Because, like, the moments that they did have or whatever, it's like, you can tell, like, Luke Cage, like, secretly he does love it. But he doesn't want to admit it because he wants to do what's right by his family.
He wants Jessica to be happy.
Yeah, exactly, dude. But, dude, it was like a buddy cop fucking comic, dude. It was great. Fucking super entertaining, dude. Super funny, dude. And I was like, dude, this is fucking awesome. This is like what a comic should be, dude.
And then, like, you have, like, Tombstone. Yeah, and dude. And his little henchman.
He's like, you calling me a liar? Yes. Yeah, dude. I really enjoyed it, dude. I put it as a must read. You need to check this comic out. Yeah. Seriously, this
Starman
is like,
and Iron Fist was good.
This is the best one out of the lot, in my opinion. This was the winner because we usually do like winners and losers for our TV shows, but you know, I'll kind of do it for the comic books. This was my winner for sure out of the comic books that we did. I gave the story an A+, dude. Very entertaining. Had like substance to the plot. Building up for, you know, what's going to happen next. Has like a little twist, like, well, I mean, not a big like mystery twist, like you knew that she was playing them, but you know, you kind of like wonder like what they're going to do next or whatever. You know, they're kind of aiming towards taking over the crime syndicates or whatever,
right?
Should be interesting to see what happens though, for sure. What's going to happen between Jessica and Luke once they do get the band back together? Like, are this, is it gonna put like a rift between them, like where they separate, or, you know, is she just gonna be understanding about it, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought the art was pretty good. I gave that a B, and I just couldn't go lower than an A for my overall.
Well, I gave the art a C+. I didn't think the art wasn't like great. It's whatever, quirky, corny art.
Yeah, like, dude. But it like fit the story and everything. It made sense. Like, but like for Iron Man, like that, it kind of had like very similar styles a little bit. But like for me, I'm like that style didn't really fit what was happening in the story. And that's a big thing, is to fit what's happening, you know, like visually compared to like what's happening with the text.
Yes.
What, you know what I mean? Like, that's important to me. So
yeah, for sure.
I feel like it matched. So that's why I kind of gave it a higher grade this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely must read, dude. I will for sure. And I keep reading this, dude. I don't care how I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I gave the story an A+, the art a C+, so overall B+.
Okay.
But, and I have kept reading that too.
Yeah. I would imagine. I'm sure it's great.
Yeah.
So, Black Panther.
Black Panther, it wasn't great.
It wasn't.
Panther was slow. It was uninteresting. Not a great story. Like, there were cool parts and stuff, but not overall, even. I was like, well, I mean, not even cool, but like, maybe like partially interesting parts or like,
dude,
oh,
it was so confusing. Okay, dude, this was so confusing. Like, dude, it was honestly worse than the Iron Man thing, and I didn't even think that was possible.
You have to have prior knowledge of like Black Panther, like almost multiple stories to like know what's going on.
I was like, dude, I was like, who are all these people? They're not explaining anything.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, they gave you like a little prologue in the beginning or whatever, and then like if you read all the extra shit at the end. But I was like, dude, we need a podcast. I was like, I don't want to fucking read all this shit, dude. Just to get knowledge. Like, they should do a better job explaining that shit during this fucking storyline. They're like jumping around and like all these interpolitics of Wakanda and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, there's like a civil war going on there, and like,
yeah, it's like people are rebelling uprising against Black Panther, but it's because of this woman, and like she's like starting this
I was like, dude, I was like, I would not recommend this to anybody. Like, I was like, the art was pretty good, dude. I love like the visual effects of like what like they're kind of like depicting Wakanda as. I was like, that was entertaining. And like, I think like the added effects of like, you know, like the people like wearing like the Black Panther or like any kind of like military type suits, like Black Panther and stuff. They have like little, I don't know, like the weird lines kind of like showing like how advanced technology they are.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that. So I did give the art a B, but the story was crap, dude. I gave it a D. Honestly, I probably should have given an F.
No.
It was really bad, dude. I would not read this. If I was anybody, do not read this story.
I gave it a C-. Like, it's not for me. It could be for someone. It's not for me. It's not for you, obviously, either. Yeah, dude.
Which is kind of surprising. I really thought you were going to enjoy this, and I was like, especially because I know you love Black Panther.
I love Black Panther, but in the right atmosphere. Like, I love Black Panther in New Avengers. I loved him you know, because I'm spoiled. Like, you read, like, the old omnibuses, like, where he first appeared in Fantastic Four and stuff. Like, I love him with other characters, but in his own story in Wakanda, like, it's not that interesting.
Yeah, like, I think this is a story for a seasoned reader. It really is. Like, if you know everything about, you know, that whole, you know, Black Panther verse kind of deal, mm-hmm. like, you know, everything about him and, like, and Wakanda and the people within and everything about that and who all these people are, dude, this could be a great story for you.
Yeah, we know, like, the basics. Like, we know Black Panther is the king of Wakanda. We know he's T'Challa. We know his dad was T'Chaka. We know they make vibranium, but we don't know, like, all the different systems there and all the people and what they do. And
dude, they do a very bad job of, like, explaining into it. They're so confusing, dude. I was like, I couldn't wait to fucking finish to where it says to be continued. I was like, all right, yeah. Thank God.
It's not worth the read for me. If you love Black Panther and you love everything about him and you know things about him, check it out. Otherwise, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, man. I just wouldn't waste your $5 on it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it is. Like, all new Marvel, like, issues, number ones are like $5, so.
Yeah, dude.
Like.
For sure, man. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, I just didn't really enjoy it, dude. Like. That was, like, the worst. That was the loser for me, dude. I was expecting to be a little bit better, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was going to be, like, something not lighthearted, and I knew it was going to be serious, and I was, like, kind of mentally prepping myself, but, dude, it was so confusing all over the place, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? They're flashing all this, and this. They're, like, four or five different storylines all at once, and I was just like, I'm like, what the fuck is, like, dude, who are these people breaking each other out of prison?
Yeah.
Like, who is this lady, like, trying to execute somebody? And I was like, oh, apparently that's, like, his fucking other mom, but they just said that, like, his mom died.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on, dude? This is some bullshit, dude. I was like, I don't understand anything. I was like, dude, very, very poor writing, dude. That's for fucking sure, dude. And, like, I don't even know.
Well, I don't know if it's poor writing. It's just, it's like, you have to know about Black Panther for it to be interesting. And, like, I'm sure the story all works out very well and it's good, but it's just not interesting to me.
Yeah, dude. Like, so if anybody has read this story and has continued reading it, please let us know. You can always message us on Twitter, or Instagram, or Facebook. Also, we have a forum section on our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Post something up there, like, hey, you know, the story does get better. Explain it a little bit to us. Maybe we might like it.
Yeah. I know. I think it's only on two issues right now, but the reason we reviewed this is because it was super heavily pushed. Like, I read great things about it before I bought it, and I'm like, man, I like Black Panther. Might as well read it, and then just like, ugh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, really poorly done.
Like, I didn't even want to finish reading it while I was reading it, but I did, you know. Obviously, I'm just like, oh my god.
So, you know, we have been pushing this comic talk off for a while, and we do apologize about that. We've just been pretty busy, but you know, this weekend we're doing four podcasts. So if you have the chance to check them out, we also have our Civil War pre-show, you know, where we kind of discuss the Civil War storyline,
mm-hmm.
what both sides kind of represent, what side we're on, why we chose that side. We kind of delve into some like kind of what if scenarios and like, what do we think that's going to happen in the movie compared to the comics, all that good stuff.
Yep.
So check that out. We also have a Game of Thrones podcast we did last night as well. I thought that like that was a really good podcast.
Yeah,
it's really fun. It's a lot of fun for us, so we hope you enjoy it. And then we also are gonna record this weekend our regular podcast. We give you our weekly news and our shows. You know, usually ranging like Gotham, Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Lucifer, Legends. But Supergirl already ended, and Lucifer is this was their season finale.
Gotham took the week off,
and we'll talk about that shit for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know, go check all that stuff out. If you enjoy our podcast, please rate it on iTunes and Podbean. Subscribe to us. Leave us some feedback. If you don't like it, please let us know why. Like, I mean, we would love to make some adjustments and make this podcast for everybody enjoyment or whatever. However the fuck you say that shit.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Do you have anything else to add?
Tell
your friends, tell your mother, your father, dude, tell your fucking dog.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. Tell somebody about us.
Yeah.
Your sister, especially your sister.
maybe your sister.
Yeah, maybe your sister. If she's 18 years or older, tell your sister.
Yeah. shout out to Reality Comics. It is a comic book readers social media site. go to realitycomics.com and check them out.
Yeah, dude. If you follow us on Twitter, be on the lookout for our best follower, Nicholas J. Dude, you're the fucking man. We love you, homie.
You're the greatest.
You're the fucking greatest, dude.
Bro, you're like the frosting on the Frosted Flakes. That's what makes them so fucking delicious.
Dude, you're like the fucking chocolate layer in chocolate cake, man. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Fuck. You're like the caffeine in coffee, bro. Well, it's like not worth having without it.
Yeah, for us, dude. No, dude, if you guys follow us on Twitter, go follow Nicholas J as well. He's a very good follower to interact with. He's awesome. We love you, man. Thanks for all the support.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, word.
Word up to your mother.
Word. Oh, no. But yeah, I think that's going to be everything. I know it wasn't as long as we thought it was going to be.
No, it's
but,
all good.
We did cover the 5 books. We're going to try to keep it up, you know, when we have, you know, time during other weeks. Like next week, we're going to be obviously doing Civil War, Game of Thrones, and our regular shows as well. Yeah. So we'll have 3 next week as well. So we probably won't do a comic book next week. But, you know, let us know what books you want us to talk about for the future.
Yeah, we'll be running some polls on Twitter. So if you haven't already followed, go hit that follow button, you lazy bastard. And go vote in the polls, man. Tell us what you want to fucking hear us, you know,
ramble
review
about.
You know, yeah. I like fucking rambling.
Rabble, huh? rabble.
I'm like, fuck, dude. I'll even fucking rabble on about the Flintstones or something, dude. I don't care.
What the fuck, bro? Get a real car.
Get a real car, bro. No, seriously, though. We love you. Thanks for listening. And we are your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
We always have one simple message here at NBR, and that is to
stay nerdy, boys.